RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back.
Everybody want to be exception to the rule. Everybody. It's like life arguments, right?
Right. That's why I always try and find the right solutions to things.
No, you gonna tell us about Agnes?
No, I don't want to do that. That's not nice. That's not nice. Let's get to the mixed bag. Miami Dolphins.
You better mix it up good, because I'm about tired. My head hurts from fighting with you.
Well, Vlad was boots on the ground yesterday, and this is what Zach Sealer had to say on the team. Never shown any quit. You got the buttons up there, Vlad? Hold on. We're good?
Nah, it's taking some time.
That's weird.
Yeah, so it's been taking time for a whole day.
What's going on with that?
I don't know.
Fill out a ticket.
The buttons are on vacation?
It says change waiting.
Change waiting?
Yeah.
It's supposed to just change. That's not how it works.
I don't know.
That's strange. Never heard of that before. Change waiting. All right.
Still say change waiting.
Do you want to get the Zach Sealer cut? I got it in the system if you want to play it.
Yeah, I could play it.
He was talking about the team never quitting. Even though they kind of look like they're quitting in Cincinnati. But I'm never going to say that to Zach Sealer's face. He's too much of a rugged man.
Rugged man.
Oh, my God. You should see this. Oh, my God.
What,
boots?
Yeah.
Oh, my. The boots. Alligator on skin?
Well, that's...
It was beautiful. Listen. They got, man, them boots were nice.
Wow.
Them boots were nice. But this is what he said about the team showing fight.
We got the right guys in the room. Period. Like, you know, we've had, I mean, what were we, 1-6 or something like that, early in the middle of the year? A lot of guys, we could have given up. Like, but we pushed back, we fought back as best we could, and it didn't work out for us in the end. But, I mean, it could have been a miserable year. And obviously, it still didn't go the way we wanted. But to see the fight that the guys in the team had, and no one was, no one was giving up or no one was, like, throwing in the towel, it was really incredible to see. So everyone stepped up and just did their jobs. Just kept playing ball. And you know, I'm excited to see what happens and to keep building on this next year.
Oh, it's kind of miserable, dude. I mean, I appreciate Zach Sealer. I mean, he's a very optimistic man and does great work with the kids. And, you know, again, been on a good run, but yeesh.
Get back up.
Not great. I'll tell you who was great, though, yesterday. Zeke Biggers, who blocked a punt. Big.
He's big.
This is
just big for no reason.
Him on his reaction from his vet teammates.
Nah, that's just great play, Rook. Everybody was going crazy, knocking my helmet and stuff. So it was a great experience, man. That just shows the guys we got in the room with real brotherhood. So
you feel happy for a rookie, Leroy, when he makes a great play?
Yeah, so with anything, all right, you want to bust your ass, you want to do everything you can to be successful, and you want to see the fruits of that labor. You want to see either something positive happen. I think the reason why you feel good about a lot of rookies, and it goes back to Kalel, right? When you put him in a game and he has that, you know, double-double in the first half, reward him. Try to keep it going instead of the first time he messes up, into the bench. And I think, so I root for young guys so they can at least see that they're on the right track, so that – dang it. And so with him, everybody was talking early in the year about, I don't know about this guy, right? Now we're 3 months later, and you go, okay, there's promise there.
Speaking of young guys, Jovic.
He looked pretty good.
Had a nice little game on Saturday, scored 19 points, hit a step back three. It made me happy for him. They let him break down the huddle in the locker room. And then Spo, this is what he had to say on Nico being good for them.
You know, we've felt this all along. You know, it's just been, you know, an uneven start to this season for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. We're here, you know. And, you know, we know how important, you know, he can be and how different we can look, you know, when he's playing that style of basketball. You know, he definitely has to clean up some of the footwork turnovers. He had one turnover to Kalel when we were up 8. Like we had a chance to go up 10, but they have a great connection. It's just like 4 inches higher. He'll get that stuff. But the footwork, he's got to work on that, clean that up. But I want him being aggressive, particularly in transition. That gets us out to a different, you know, place. You know, he and Jaime, like I said, put their foot on the gas, and I want that. You know, it can do some things like we saw in that fourth quarter.
He's big on banging the table.
Yep.
Loves it.
Loves it.
I'll tell you what, though. Arm sleeve Nico, different swagger.
Dude.
Different swagger, dude. Something about him.
You are.
What?
Consumed by a lot of things that have nothing to do with success.
What are you talking about, dude? Look good, play good. He's got a swagger about him with the arm sleeve. I like it. Now, I know it's protective right now because it's...
So did Tua.
Oh, you're talking about the tats. Yeah. Well, this is an accessory.
Did he have to get stitches?
Yeah, several. And I think it still hurts him, too.
Yeah, it still hurts. Does he still have stitches in?
Can't see. He has the arm sleeve. That's why he looks cool.
I think... I don't know if he could do it with the stitches.
What do you mean?
He can't move. It split him.
I think his stitches are. I mean, it was 10 days between the games.
Yeah, so keeping it open. A week.
But he's definitely grabbing it like a lot during the game. Like it looks
it's uncomfortable.
Probably uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it looks cool. Different swagger about it, dude. I'm telling you.
Dude.
Something about arm sleeve Nico. What?
When you were a child.
Yeah.
And you went to the store with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have to give you the no look nose? No, don't touch. No, no.
Are you asking if I was a bull in a china shop? Like, would I break things?
Yeah.
No, I was very responsible. I was a good boy.
Nobody believes that.
I was!
Nobody.
What are you talking about, dude?
Nobody believes
I was very delicate around certain things.
Rebel rouser.
That's not fair.
You're a rebel rouser.
That's not fair.
Not fair?
That's not fair.
What, you just started this behavior?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you credit. At least in 2025, you weren't a rebel rouser. But you didn't have anybody to rouse.
That's true. He's in San Francisco now.
Right?
He's got Draymond rebel rousing him. Could you imagine if they didn't have Steph Curry? Like, what a miserable place that must be.
It would be hockey on basketball court every night.
If, like, they didn't have Steph Curry.
Can you get penalty minutes for checking your own player? Because that would be Draymond and Jimmy.
Just Steve Kerr yelling with Draymond, and then Kuminga hates his guts and stinks and just plays and sits on the bench. And if I have to get – I got to be honest with you. None of us care about what happens with Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors anymore. You've already told us way too much than I've ever wanted to know about Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors. We get it. Steve Kerr doesn't like him. He doesn't like Steve Kerr. I bid you adieu. I don't need any more updates.
I think they just don't understand that maybe the rest of the league feels the same way about Jonathan Kuminga that they do.
Yeah, he's Jonathan Kuminga.
They're not impressed, but the Warriors, their brass thinks he's something more than...
The owner loves Jonathan Kuminga, and the coach does not. But I would have said, maybe you shouldn't have signed him to a giant deal for a year. It was nice.
One-year deal?
Like a one-year
deal? Nobody cares about that. Trade him.
Trade him.
No, they do. I'll tell you why. He's the piece that you can dangle.
Piece. You get Zach LaVine and you like
I tell you
it.
What piece you can't dangle.
For the freak.
Jimmy or Draymond?
Oh, you can't dangle Draymond. The only best way you can dangle Draymond is to L.A.
Yeah. Man. I'm waiting for him and Jimmy to get into it. I want to be there. You could put that on a promotion.
Do you think Jimmy will ask Buddy Hield to help him?
I don't think so. Buddy Hield saw what happened the last time somebody got into it with Draymond. He got two pieces.
Yeah, but dude didn't even get into it with Draymond. Draymond just sucker punched.
No, he got into it. Draymond, he was trash talking him.
Yeah, he was saying
trash talking is different though. We ain't going hands.
Where is Jordan Poole? Is he on the Pelicans?
Yes. No.
Oh, the Pelicans.
Yes.
Punched him to the Pelicans after a stop in Washington.
He punched him to the state cap. I mean, to the Capitol. Then made him go to the.
Who did they get for him?
CJ McCollum.
No, but who did the Warriors get for him? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Who did they get for Jordan?
Was that Wiggins?
Because he was good on their championship team. He was a good piece.
But here's the thing about Jordan Poole. If it's a big city where there's a lot of, Astron,
he's
going crazy. If it's a bad city where there's no Astron,
he's balling.
He's not putting up numbers.
Oh, he can't even play basketball where there's no scenery.
If there's no scenery where there's girls he can talk to going down the court, he doesn't put up numbers, man.
Wow.
The Warriors traded Poole. Oh, they got Chris Paul. That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
Chris Paul
to get off the bench because you punched a guy.
Chris Paul left the league like he came into the league.
Ornery?
Yeah.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.